Blog Talk Radio.
With Merle, and I'm your host, Merle Exit. Okay, I'm here in New York City. It's cloudy and muggy, and I'm inside, so I don't care. What time is it here? And here it's at 3 p.m., or as they would some people say, 3 p.m. in the afternoon, as if 3 p.m. is the morning. Okay. This show, we're going to have who you might think sounds like Elton John, but is not. But before I get into that, you know that I have to have a message from... Esther and Eunice are kind of upset because I haven't taken them outside for a while, and I guess, I'll have to find the next place that I go to. They especially, I don't know if they would have liked it. I had gone to this new place, I guess it's relatively new, in New York City called the Out Hotel. And it's on West 42nd between 10th and 11th. Now, the hotel itself, I didn't spend a night at the hotel, so I can't really give you my experience of that. And the lobby, though, there was a lot of artwork. I think that's like a whole, art gallery that changes every 3 weeks. But they also have a restaurant called Kitchen. And so I ate in that restaurant, and I can go into that another time because I want to have actually hopefully the chef to call in and talk about the food. It's American, American fusion, upscale kind of things. One of the main reasons I was going is they have, it's not supposedly in the hotel, a part of the hotel, but it abuts the hotel, and it's a nightclub. So I went there because they were having something called Broadway the Hard Way, and I was kind of under the impression I would be hearing the stars from the Broadway, from Broadway shows, and listening, and, anyway. I guess the shows that they chose were all hard rock shows, which I could have dealt with if it wasn't for the volume. I mean, we're in a large room, not a huge room, but a large room. And from the beginning, it was like I just the practicing alone or the when the DJs were playing, beforehand, and it was like you couldn't speak to each other. It's the kind of thing like if you go to a bar and they blast the music so loud because they figured, you're going to be dancing anyway, and of course it, gives you the opportunity instead of talking to drink. But there was no dancing, so there was no reason for it to be blasting that much. So each person, each Broadway person that came on, or groups, it was all, you know, like, again, just the volume was too much. The entertainment was fine. They were, you know, quite talented. It was a good show. Then it got to one person, I don't even remember, that she came on and she sang. Well, I mean, it was so loud. Okay. I mean, I wasn't even near the stage. But if you've ever experienced, like, with loud music and you can feel it, you know, like in your chest kind of thing, well, this is the first time that the bones in my head were hurting from such volume. And at that point, I had to leave. And I hope to return there. The space looked nice, and I mean, the show was something like, you know, $10 to get in, something like that, you know. So that was good. So I hope to return there to go to a different show. Again, it's the Out Hotel. I can't remember the name of the nightclub itself. The restaurant's called Kitchen, not spelled exactly kitchen. It's like without kitchen, without the vowels. That's a good way to, and maybe that should be the name of it, Kitchen Without the Vowels. And okay, but anyway. Oh, and it's also kind of near the Jacob Javits Center. As I said, in terms of the hotel, I'm getting that it's got has a spa and a lot of places that are like garden kind of looking things. Anyway, so that's actually what would have been funny is if I would have brought the rubber chickens and try to look like I was stuffing their ears. But this will be a challenge because I'm going to be getting together with somebody from Able Planet. It's a company that puts out all kinds of earphones and noise canceling and things like that. And I'm going to be trying the products and see how it. I did have something that like does noise canceling, like when you're on an airplane, and you could either, you know, it's great listening to the music or watching the TV that you plug in, but also it's just like if you're sitting. Let's say I'm sitting right here and don't want the noises of the cars honking to annoy me while I'm, you know, doing something here. So that's the story. So well, let me go to this here. Let me give you, before he'll be coming on soon, of course, being a chocoholic, you know, but I have to have. Well, okay, here we go.
What would you do to earn brownie points? How about treating someone to what may be the best brownies they've ever tasted? Fairy Tale Brownies. They may seem like one of the richest bars of fudge, with varieties that include caramel, chocolate chip, espresso nib, raspberry swirl, mint chocolate, all made with Calbo dark Belgian chocolate. But yes, they are brownies, and that's no fairy tale.
And you can, of course, get these wonderful brownies at www.brownies.com. Now, what did I do? Okay, here is my thing. This is, I guess, what you would call the here's the commercial for Elton.
Remember when rock was young? The Elton John tribute. Craig A. Meyer is Almost Elton John. Variety calls him a top-notch entertainer.
Blue jean baby, yeah, lady, seems just for the best.
With a catalog spanning the Billboard charts, the Oscars, Grammys, and Broadway, there is something for everyone. Is now available for booking. Barry Manilow says, Craig A. Meyer is one of the most talented people I have ever worked with. He can do anything.
I hope you don't mind that I put down in the word how wonderful life is while you're in the world.
Remember when rock was young, the Elton John tribute will captivate audiences of all ages.
Sing it!
So grab your dancing shoes and come. Remember when rock was young, the Elton John tribute, starring Craig A. Meyer as Almost Elton John and featuring the Rocket Band.
Well, the years went by and the rock doesn't die. Susie went and left before the fall of God. Long night crying by the wreck of the tree.
Was young, the Elton John tribute.
Well, you'll be hearing him soon, and he'll be coming on in just a few minutes. But let's do another commercial. Oh, Willard, look at the tall buildings and me in my new shirt, waist, dress, and sneakers. Willard, there's a couple doing a ballet dance on the sidewalk. Isn't that cute? Willard, look, there is a busload of people facing us, cheering on the dancers and waving to us. The windows are closed, but I can hear them. Let's wave back and say hello. Gee, it certainly looks like it would be more fun than that two-story bus. Willard, you could stop looking at the tall buildings now. The Ride. Take a tour of the Times Square and Midtown West area of Manhattan in stadium-style seating as entertainers are placed at various points. You never know what they'll do, and the people on the sidewalks are your audience. And don't forget to sing along at the finale. It's up to you. Go to www.experiencetheride.com for tickets to a unique tour on a unique bus. Yeah, you have to do this. You really should. It's really cool. It's a lot of fun. Yep. And let's see. So as I await, Craig A. Meyer. Well, he's going to be performing in Queens at Queens Theater in the Park this month. So hopefully I'll get to see the show as well as being able to chat with him next week, by the way. Well, I'll introduce that later as I when I play some songs. But one of the people, one person I'm interviewing will be Renee Taylor. Yep, if the name sounds familiar, that's the person who played Fran Drescher's mom on The Nanny. Yeah, and she's going to be doing a show at the Queens Community College, the Performing Arts Center in, October. Yeah, she won't be there until I think October, maybe November. But I'm doing a thing on the fall schedules of shows coming up in Queens County in New York City. Still I'm waiting for him to call. Let me see, just in case. Make sure, because I gave him the phone number. All right. I'll tell you what, just in case. I'm going to call him. Let's see. Copy. And a copy. And let's do this. Can't tell you the phone number. And let's see what happens if I dial.
Hello.
Hey, Craig.
Meryl. Hey, Meryl. How are you, Meryl?
I don't remember whether I said that I'm going to call you or you're going to call me. What did I say?
I think you said that you were going to call me.
Okay. Okay. Well, we're on the air.
Oh, hi.
Hi. And I've already played that introduction piece that you sent me.
Excellent.
Yes. So first of all, we went to talk about why, before we go into your whole background, I want to get to, why did you choose Elton John?
I chose Elton John when this whole adventure got started. A very dear friend of mine, Melody Knighton, who does Dolly Parton and Lucille Ball, Lookalike Lucy and LookalikeDolly.com. She came into my vocal coaching studio to work on her Dolly Parton show. And she was like, there's got to be somebody that you can do. You should try this. And I was like, I've done a lot of really great stuff, and I don't want to go to the elephant graveyard of entertainment and be an impersonator. It just didn't seem like what I wanted to do. So I said no for 2 years and then did a couple of Elton songs at a benefit for a theater here in town in Atlanta. And after the show, some people said, if I closed my eyes, the piano playing sounded like Elton, and there were twinges in your voice that I could have sworn it was him. And I was like, And I taught myself how to play the piano listening to Elton John, Billy Joel, Barry Manilow, Stevie Wonder, all the great singer-songwriters of that era. And I looked enough like Elton John. I mean, I don't look like Stevie Wonder, let's be honest. I'm not a nice Jewish boy like Barry Manilow is, but with a little bit of squint, it was like, that might be there. So I called my friend Melody and said, hey, I want to do this. You've cracked the code. Help me figure this out. And she did. And we went down to Little Five Points, which is sort of the bohemian area here in Atlanta, and went shopping for clothing and shoes and costumes. She's also an incredible makeup artist, Melody is, and we developed the makeup for the look and then did a photo shoot and a video and a demo and put together a website, and she sent my information out to her 20 years of people in the industry. So
that was
how it all got started. Yeah.
And how long have you been doing this tour now?
The Elton show started about 5 years ago, and 3 years ago I added the Rocket Man, and that's when we sort of embarked on these tours around the states and internationally. I've got an amazing rocket band, 7 musicians, keyboard, bass, drums, guitar, and 3 dynamite singers. And we bring you 2 hours of fun.
I bet. So, and how has the public been reacting to it?
Oh, my gosh. The reaction is always great. By the end of the show, the people are dancing in the aisles. You know,
really?
Oh, yes. And if the theaters didn't throw us out, we probably could stay there all night. But they're like, hey, TikTok.
I'm dying to see this. Dying to see this happen at Queen's Theater in the Park.
Yeah.
The dancing in the aisles.
Yes.
Don't
you guys dance there? You guys dance there in Queens, don't you?
Well, yeah, but I'll just forewarn you. Don't count on it. People
really?
Yeah, the thing is, this is not a, well, it may not be, it may work, because this is not a theater event. This is you booked this separately.
Yeah.
It's not one of the, okay. So it's your own event. So because it's your own event, you probably will get a different audience.
I'll tell you, Meryl, we've done the condo circuit down in Florida, and we have those people with their walkers. They are dancing in the aisles. In fact, the people that run the condo circuit down in Florida get kind of touchy with us because they don't want their people up and dancing, and they can't help themselves. It's hysterical. It's hysterical to watch the people that are like the people that run the place, and they're trying to keep people in their seats. And pretty soon they just throw their hands up and they start dancing themselves, because it's just, you just can't, it's not going to be denied. So.
Uh-huh. Well, actually, it would be interesting to see what happens if you get, like younger crowd come in, and because,
yeah.
The younger crowd will say, oh, thank God there's something there that appeals to us.
Well, and you know, and here's what's really exciting too, because now isn't the theater in the complex where the World's Fair was held?
Oh yes.
And this is the 50th anniversary of
yes.
the 1964 World's Fair.
It's also the 50th anniversary of the 64 World's Fair,
yes.
because and that building was part of the World's Fair, same building.
Ah, okay.
But it's also the 75th anniversary of the World's Fair, because there was one in 1939, but that was the one building. Yeah.
Okay.
But there's actually one building left over from the 1939 World's Fair, which became, after that, was actually the first United Nations building.
Wow. Wow.
They were using that while they were building the United Nations. And that's interesting. That's where they signed a pact for Israel to become a state. Anyway.
Wow. That's very in the news today.
Yes. And then what happened is they used the same building for the 1964 World's Fair. That just stayed on, and it's now the Queen's Museum, which mostly is art.
Yes.
So you will
well,
see
and, you know,
that.
And,
you
and
will
in
see
a,
that
and,
when you're there.
In an indirect way, Elton is connected to the 64 World's Fair.
Really? How?
Well, because four of the main pavilions were created by a company that would eventually restart Elton's career in the 1990s. Do you know who that was?
No.
It was Walt Disney. Walt Disney had four pavilions at the 64 World's Fair. They had Mr. Lincoln Speaks, Small World, Carousel of Tomorrow, and another one that I can't remember right now. But Elton's career was restarted when he wrote the music to The Lion King with Tim Rice.
Oh, right. Look at that. As a matter of fact, that's where the Queen's Theater is, where one of them was. I think that was where the Lincoln's thing was.
Oh, wow.
So that's the part of the state pavilions.
Oh, wow.
So you should come
that's
in at
really
least
exciting.
A day early or stay a day later if you can.
Right. That is really exciting to think that that's the same building. Wow.
Oh, so what's the date that you're coming in? I know it's August.
We are there on Saturday, the 16th of August.
Okay. I got to mark it on my calendar. But, of course, I'll be able to get tickets, of course, right?
Yes, of course. And I think that you can get those through the box office.
No, I mean for
everybody who's listening. Yes, I know, for everyone who's listening.
No, going to be all over. All of the local newspapers will be either advertising it or saying something about it.
Excellent.
I know there's an ad, as a matter of fact, there's an ad in the newspaper that I'm going to be writing this article for.
Oh, excellent. Oh, good. Excellent.
Coincidentally, I didn't know that they were going to have one. So I'm looking forward to it, but I have to tell you one song that I can't help laugh at is when they sing the song from Lion King. Can you hear, what's the song again?
Can you feel the love tonight?
Yes. Because every time
you laugh.
Because they had a show, an off-Broadway show, that did takeoffs on
Forbidden Broadway.
Yes.
Yes. Forbidden Broadway.
And they did that one, The Lion King, they called it Can You Feel My Pain Tonight? And it had to do with the costumes on their head trying to walk around.
So funny.
So every time when I heard it, I went hysterical. And so every time now that I hear it, that's what I think about that song of what they did.
Very funny.
But anyway, so let's get back to you. But that's not your whole background. What's your background?
My background, I have been in the entertainment industry pretty much my entire life. I started dancing as a kid. I started doing television and film stuff when I lived out in Los Angeles, which is where I'm originally from. I've been very fortunate to, I was on Broadway and Meet Me in St. Louis. I've done two Andrew Lloyd Webber shows, Cats and Starlight, and enough regional shows to choke a stable of horses. TV and film work, done movies with George Clooney and Melissa McCarthy and Jason Bateman and just Renee Zellweger and just I've been a working actor my entire life. I've been really really blessed.
That's great. Now, when if we see the movies, do you always get typecast as any particular character?
No, I have played everything from a hotel clerk to a reporter to a dancer. It depends on what they need, you know?
So featured character. It's more of I'm getting a part in a movie and you have lines.
Yes.
Kind of thing?
Yes.
Yes,
I have lines in those movies, most definitely.
Okay, which is not a bad thing because...
No!
What do you call it afterwards?
Residual.
Money.
Residual.
Residuals.
Yes. Yes,
you know,
my favorite thing in the whole wide world, mailbox money.
I got to tell you, I didn't realize that back in 1966 is when I was in the movie Up the Down Staircase.
Oh, and gosh, yes.
I had 8 lines. I was in the entire movie. I had 8 lines. I still get $30 every time.
There you go.
It started with like $300. Then it kept dwindling.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And then it's like, oh, I just got $30 in the mail. It must have been on TV someplace
exactly.
in the world. And all I thought about was
work.
It really pays to do movies.
Yes, it does.
It's like the surprise income.
Yes. It's the best.
Oh, I need to eat today. Oh, the mail's coming. Let me see.
There you go.
So, is there any, like, if there's any particular movie that if I watch it that I could say, oh, there he is.
What's funny with the film industry is that you can be on the set and do, like, a really long scene, but by the time they get to the editing room, you know, you end up on the cutting room floor. And so, you know, I did a film a year and a half ago called Identity Thief with Jason Bateman and Melissa McCarthy. Had this great, hysterical, funny scene with them. 4 words in the movie ended up staying in.
That so sucks.
So, yeah, but you know what, though? I got to tell you, the residuals started coming in. Hello?
Yeah.
It was really sweet. It was really sweet, I got to tell you.
Well, you got to pay for your Elton John costumes.
And indeed, very true. Very, very true.
Do you think we should call you Sir Craig?
No, I'm Craig A. Meyer. I'm Mrs. Meyer's little boy. Happy to be just that.
Okay, we won't call. Well, we won't give you the sir yet.
Thank you. That's good.
So, will this be the? But you said you've been on Broadway, right? So this won't be the first time you're in New York.
Oh no. And I'm in New York like 3-4 times a year. It's like a second home to me.
Okay. Have you ever been to Queens?
Yeah, all the time. Oh. I have friends that live in Astoria. I mean,
Then that's cool. So you just know Astoria. You haven't seen.
Yes.
Okay.
No, this will be my first time out. It'll be my first time. Well, actually not true because I've been to the U.S. Open, which is there in that same sort of complex, right? That same area.
Yes.
And I always fly into LaGuardia. So every time I come to New York, I fly into LaGuardia. So.
Yeah, well, it's closer to Manhattan anyway.
Yes, yes.
You're going to stay in Manhattan?
No, no, we'll probably stay out there.
Oh, okay. Well,
we'll
talk. I can get you a good deal out here.
Okay. Sounds good.
Oh, I probably could. Yeah. All right. When we're done, I'll talk with you about it. If you haven't booked the hotel yet.
All right. Okay. All right. We'll make that happen.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And how long are you going to be staying here before you go on to the next place, or how many days can you hang here?
This is a quick trip for me this time. We have a show on the 13th in Bensalem, Pennsylvania.
Right.
And then on Friday the 15th, we're out at Oyster Bay. And then the 16th, we're there in Queens. And then the 17th, we fly home because I have to go out to California on some other business. So, sadly, I won't be doing an extended trip to New York this time.
Okay. We'll figure out. So, but you're going to rent the car? You're going to rent the car, right?
I think I'm renting a van. Yeah, I think we're renting a van for everybody. So,
all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, Queens would be good because then you could, it's not, well, not that, you know, you can shoot from there to Oyster Bay.
Yes. Yep.
So, you stay at a hotel in Queens. All right. We'll schmooze after.
All right. Sounds good.
And we'll figure out stuff. But anyway, I guess you're looking forward to this whole thing, right?
Oh, my gosh, yes. I love being in New York. I love bringing the show to New York. I've got a lot of friends who live in New York and in the area that are going to come to the show as well. So that's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, that's great. So, in terms of Astoria, what do you think of the neighborhood? What do you think of that area?
It's great. I mean, it's always been great. I mean, I lived back in the city, back in the late 80s, early 90s, and my girlfriend lived out in Queens, so in Astoria. So I was there all the time, you know, and you know, there's great food and great people, and, you know, it's New York.
Oh, okay. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I'm going into Astoria Sunday. Do you know about the Museum of the Moving Image?
I've heard of it, but I don't think that I've ever been. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what I'm going to. It's like, I think there's like one of these kind of things for radio and TV. This one is for movies. So that's pretty good. Also, so if you're not going to stay long, I can't get you on the ride. I'll get you to do that. Yes, that would be a great promotion. Okay, I'm sorry.
What ride is that?
There's a thing, it's called the ride, and what it is...
Oh, the big bus that goes around the city.
Yes.
Tell me about it. I've only seen the big bus. What is it? Tell me about it.
Okay. So what it is like, in other words, instead of like sitting facing forward, everybody
yes.
is facing the side of the bus, big windows, and it's stadium-style seating.
Okay.
And as you drive around, they do a typical, what sounds like a tour, except that in different places, suddenly they have some actors breaking out in something. They may be do a song. They may be doing a ballet dance. They may all kinds of stuff, playing an instrument. It is hysterical because you got to watch the people around there.
Uh-huh.
And we were all trying to get them to the people out there to say hello and wave and stuff like that.
Right.
During the whole time because the microphones get opened up as well and we can... the people, but you could tell on who are the tourists and not.
Uh-huh.
So people who live
right.
in New York City totally ignore this entire thing.
That's hysterical.
So this is what the ride is. So if this, I wish if you could because I could easily get your whole crew on there.
Well, I'll keep that in mind for the next time that we've got some time to hang
yes.
out.
Yes. Do keep that in. As a matter of fact, I just before he came on, I wrote my own commercial for the ride and did it on the
there
air.
There you go.
So we have. What I have to do, I guess, we'll have to figure out how I'm gonna. Well, aside from the article, I'll see how else I can get out the info for you about the
Thank
about
you so
the show.
Much. I
have
kind.
A.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I have a second newspaper in Queens that I write for. I can
oh,
kind of
okay.
throw that in. Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah. Right. So I guess we'll all know the songs, right?
Oh, my gosh, yes. Everybody knows these songs.
Do you have some particular favorites that you like to do?
You know, Meryl, I got to tell you, every night that we're doing the show, there is something pretty much in every song that either there's a lyric that I love or there's a riff that my bass player plays or a drum lick or something. There's something in every song that I really enjoy. And it just, the evening flies by for me, you know. And it's great to see the reaction from people. I mean, when I talk to people after the show, they're like, oh my gosh, you know, my prom song was Tiny Dancer, and I just remember dancing with, you know, and people have these real cellular memories about these songs, you know? And
right.
And we're so fortunate that we get to bring those memories back to life for them for, you know, this two-hour concert.
2 hours? Is there a break in between?
Yep.
Good, because people, I call it interpition.
Is that when all the fishers go to the bathroom?
Yes. I have renamed it. Okay.
Excellent.
And what, by the way, what was the, would you happen to know what the first song that Elton John did?
Well, the first album that, the self-titled album, the first song on that album is Your Song. So.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Because I wondered, like, it goes back so long. How long has he been singing? It just occurred to me, like,
he has been on the charts for over 4 decades.
Wow.
Yeah.
And is he still? Was he going? Oh no! He got married. I keep thinking he was with Bernie something.
Bernie Taupin is his lyricist.
Okay,
yeah.
Is he still his lyricist?
You know, interestingly enough, they released an album last year that T-Bone Burnett produced, and he actually put Elton and Bernie back together, and they wrote together for the first time in about 20 years.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's a
great album too. It's a really great album.
Yeah, I'll have to. Which is another question. Did you make any grant any CDs?
No, my feeling is that if you want to hear an Elton John recording, buy an Elton John album. He's the real deal, and that is by far the best way for that to happen.
Okay, so there won't be anybody in the hall selling your CDs.
No, not this trip.
Are you going to come out and for autographs?
Yes, I'll do a meet and greet after the show, most definitely.
Oh yeah, you'll have to do that, and especially at this place. This
oh,
place
okay.
will be lining
right.
up for forever.
Oh well, good. That's great. Okay.
And we'll take pictures and all kinds of stuff.
Excellent.
Do you have a blog?
I do. I have not been as diligent as I should be, but it's on my website.
Okay.
AlmostEltonJohn.com.
Well, I'll take pictures and I'll put it on my blog. I'm
going to
bring I forewarn you for photo. I'm bringing my. I have a blog of my rubber chickens.
Oh,
my. My rubber chickens have their own blog. And I'm going to have them take a picture with you to put on their blog that they've met you.
Okay. Well, there you have it. Won't that be exciting?
It certainly will. Where else do you go after? I mean, are you going traveling out of the States too?
Yes, I will be down in the Caribbean with the show in September, and then we're September is a huge month for us. We are all over the place. We'll be as far north as Grand Rapids, Michigan. And as far south as, where are we going this trip? Cozumel. We'll be down in Mexico
in
September. Yeah. So.
Are you doing a cruise? Any cruises? Or this is? Or...
Yep. We do cruises as well. I've got some stuff lined up. I do a lot of work with Royal Caribbean and Celebrity. So,
oh, that's good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, well, that... you're a working person.
I am. I am. Good. It's a great thing. Yes, I'm a working actor. It's a beautiful thing.
not a lot of them. Or unless you become a star because you've done something bad.
Yes.
It's like, okay, you've done something nasty bad, you get publicity. Well, God. Whoa, let's look up to that person.
Yeah, no kidding. No,
I idolize that druggie.
Right.
It's not her fault.
Yeah.
Anyway. Mm. So, okay, so I'll look forward to going, and what do you call? I'll call you after our little show here, and we'll...
Excellent.
We'll schmooze a bit, we'll see what the, what we could do, okay?
Excellent.
Oh, your website, yes. What's your website?
www.almostdeltonjohn.com. We are also on Facebook, facebook.com/almostdeltonjohn, and we are on Twitter at... Almost Elton John.
Okay.
There's a trend, you know?
Okay, Craig, it was great talking with you.
Great talking with you, too.
And I'm, glad I had you on here.
Yes, thank you so very much. I'm looking forward to seeing the articles and meeting you and having you at the show.
Okay. All right, take care, and as I said, I'll grab you later.
All right, take care.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so that was Craig A. Meyer, who is almost Elton John. So, I'm going to end the show just a little early, and I'm going to give him a call, too. And so, everybody... in terms of my next, who's coming up? Wait, all you have to do, if I play this, you'll know who's sort of coming on. All I have to do is not, I'm going to have to play the whole thing. Are you ready? Here we go. See, that's all you need to hear. And so that'll be one of the people. And I'll also have Renee Taylor. This is on Tuesday. So, all right, everybody, have a great morning, afternoon, evening, whenever it is that you're listening to the show. And where is my... I could find it here. I could see it, though. Scroll, LMIJI. I have this under intro. No, it's under music intro. That's what I have to look for. Okay, let's see. Do I got it? Here we are. Okay, everybody. Talk to you.